Blog Talk Radio.
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and with his brethren. Psalm 81. Sing aloud unto God our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Take a song, and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. Psalm 81. Sing aloud unto God our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Take a song, and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel, and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony, when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou calledst in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me. There shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. My people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of them. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways. I should soon have subdued their enemies, and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. Their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat. With honey out of the rock, should I have satisfied, when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. Upper room. Psalm 81.
מזמור פה א' למנצח על הגדיד לאסף.
Sing aloud unto God our strength. Hosannu,
Hosannu, Hosannu. Harninu l'Elohim, Hosannu, Hosannu, Hosannu.
Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. God of Jacob, God of Jacob.
L'Elohe Yaakov, L'Elohe Yaakov. Hari'u l'Elohe Yaakov, L'Elohe Yaakov.
Take a song and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou calledst in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me. There shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. My people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways. I should soon have subdued their enemies, and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. Their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat, and with honey out of the rock. Should I have satisfied, 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 I have
Christian tradition, based on Acts 1:13, the upper room was said to be the site of the Last Supper, i.e., the cenacle. But it was not the upper room found in Mark 14:15 and Luke 22:12 is the site of the Last Supper. However, the upper room in Zion, Acts 1:13, located on Mount Zion, in the city of Dawid, was the usual place where the apostles of Adonai Baruch Hu stayed in Jerusalem. And according to the Rastafari Encyclopedia, based upon Acts 2:42, as it is written, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and breaking of bread and in prayers. It was thus the first church of the Nazarene, our black master and savior, Jesus Christ, and said by many to be the first Christian church, Christian church, Christian church, Christian church.
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James, and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes.
From the upper room of Zion, what they beyond, distinguishing the light seeker from the peon. Rise, lay it on us, lay upon us, knowledge that is eons. Old heads have been told since the days of old, and I sit and watching the story unfold. Yeshua gave us the code, gave us the name, kept the Maui Hallis the Lassie, the first will reign. The opener of the book of the seven seals. Time for the gathering, it's the matter, and no, not the Vatican. Christ in his kingly character, we on that again. I'ma keep speaking the scriptures until I'm out of wind. Built on the true foundation, there's no shaking. There's no need of you hating, stop hesitating. How many of you have been waiting? In the upper room, we meeting in the upper room of Zion.
These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women, and Mary the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room.
Knowledge that is eons old has it been told since the days of old. And I sit watching the story unfold. Yeshua gave us the code, gave us the name, kept the Maui Hala Selassie, the first will reign, the opener, the book of the seven seals. It's time for the gathering. It's the matter, and no, not the Vatican. Christ in his kingly character, we on that again. I'ma keep speaking the scriptures until I'm out of wind. Built on the true foundation, there's no shaking. There's no need of you hating. Stop hesitating. How many of you have been waiting? In the upper room, we meeting in the upper room of Zion. Knowledge that is eons old has it been told since the days of old. And I sit watching the story unfold. Yeshua gave us the code, gave us the name, kept the Maui Hala Selassie, the first will reign, the opener, the book of the seven seals. It's time for the gathering. It's the matter, and no, not the Vatican. Christ in his kingly character, we on that again. I'ma keep speaking the scriptures until I'm out of wind. Built on the true foundation, there's no shaking. There's no need of you hating. Stop hesitating. How many of you have been waiting? In the upper room, we meeting in the upper room of Zion.
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas, the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren.
sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Consciousness, yes. Kings of King Christ Consciousness Radio right here. Yes, salam to Ayinai Sterling. Greetings, Sister Farai. Ras Yadinos, Ras Ayadonis, Tafari, LOJ Society, Lion of the Tribe of Judah, Society of His Majesty, here on the air, the Blog Talk Radio. This platform, Lion of Judah Society, LOJ Society, we say radio, discipleship radio, Rastafari, King of Kings Conscious, King of Kings Christ Consciousness, yes, King of the King Christ Consciousness Radio right here. So here in the season, we have this last Torah portion, in the second book, the last of the readings for the Torah portion, the second book known as Exodus, we have Fikude. Now, there's an interesting connection Afro-Semitically in the linguistics of language with Pekude, which the pay sometime or the fey is sometimes pointed as a pay, so thus we have a paro, but it also can be pointed as faro, the pe, the fe, right? That little nuance there within the linguistics of the Hebrew language, and this linguistic did exist in ancient time, even as certain linguistics in the common language that we speak today. You know, some people in the north speak one way, in the south, country and city, speak city, but they all speak in the same language. Check. Okay, so here we are at the 11th reading in the second book, and here at the 23rd within the sabbatical studies, the Torah portion, sabbatical study, Rastafari sabbatical studies, this Shabbat Strong right here. And the annual cycle, the Shana cycle of the Torah portion reading and feeding. So here we're at the 23rd. It's known as Pekude, right? Pekude, popularly in latter-day Judaic circles, Pekude. In the Masoretic, it actually reads Fikude. So here we're picking up with the last reading here in the second book, and in the English it's called This is the Sum. This is the Sum. So here at Exodus chapter 38, verse 21. This is, look at the English quickly right here, right? This is for this sabbatical study. Now remember this, Chaburim, take note, that the whole in the sense of what whole do I mean, right? You see how the English is tricky, right? The Iyaric and the Rastaman from such a time, you know, so pick sense out of nonsense. We're saying the whole in the sense of the holistic, the W-H-O-L-E, like the entirety, the itality, the totality, the whole is greater than the summary sum of the parts. Take note. Check. So here we're in Exodus chapter 38 at verse 21, where it says, this is the sum of the tabernacle, even, of the tabernacle of testimony, as it was counted according to the commandment of Moses for the service of the Levites by the hand of Ithamar, son to Aaron, the priest. So that's the first words right there for this 23rd, the Kaf, the Haf, Gimel, the Kaf, Gamel, the 23rd. Right now, the Hebrew first words go a little something like this. Eile fikude ha mishikan ha edut, ha edut of the testimony, the edut, to testify, the mishkan ha edut, the tabernacle of the testimony. What does the KJV say right here? It says the tabernacle of the testimony, the mishkan. So they use the term mishkan. Eile fikude ha mishkan, mishkan ha edut, asha pukad al pi Moshe ebodat haluim. Halloween, B'yad Itamar, Ben Aharon HaKohen. All right, so we have the first words there. Now, here, take note to how the Chumash, having the Hebrew directly over here as a point of reference, translates. It says, Eile Fikude,
And the word sikud, fakad, pakad, fakad, feked, fekede, in the Ethiopic, the word for permission, the will in that sense, right? Eile, eile, sikude, ha mishikana, mishikana, ha edut. These are the accounts, and the accountability, right? Are you able to do the math? Have you been doing the math, Haberim? Are you able to do the math? Does it add up? Does it add up? Eile sikude hamishkan. These are the accounts of the tabernacle, the sum of the tabernacle, mishkanaha edut, The tabernacle, the mishkan, the shakanya, right? The dwelling, shakan, the mishkan, mishkanaha edut. The tabernacle of the testimony as they were rendered, right? Now, KJV says, as they were counted. Here, from the Hebrew, as they were rendered. Asher Pukad. Now, here's the point. That's Pukad. It could be Fukad. Asher Pukad Alpi. Alpi Moshe. Alpi, upon the mouth. On the mouth. You know when somebody says, oh, my mama, on this, on that. Here it was on the mouth, al-pi, or otherwise pointed al-fe, as we have in the Ethiopic, the fe, the mouth, or in the Amharic, the af, afe, my mouth, afe, the fe. So, fukad al-fe Moshe ebodat, as they were rendered according to the commandment of Moses, but really in the Hebrew, upon the mouth, as they were rendered upon the mouth of Moses, on the mouth of Moses, by the mouth of Moses, right? Fukad al pi Moshe evodat ha-lewim, lewim, the levim, the Levite, lewim, biyad, on the hand. By the hand, biyad itamar, according to the commandment on the mouth of Moses, through the service of the Levites, the evodat ha-levim, biyad itamar, by the hand of Itamar, the son of Aaron, KJV says son to Aaron, ben Aharon, ha-kohen. The priests. So here's the first word, the sum, the accounting, the accountability. How does it add up? How does it count? Now, note this here, that we had a previous Torah portion that was called the sum, taking the sum, ki tisa, right? Now, here we have English KJV says sum too, but it's not the same sum. Just take note. It's not the same sum. There it was ki tisa et rosh. When you take the sum, but the rosh there is the head of the B'nai Yisrael, the head count, the ras count, the head count. Here we have the pekude or the sikude, right? Here we have the accountings. In this section is detailed the total quantity of gold, silver, and brass, the commodities used for the construction according to the instruction of the tabernacle structure. And here too, the sacred vessels are also enumerated or numbered accounts. See, this is where our youths and I become good and proficient at math. Right? When we study to shew I and I self-approve, you don't want to talk about the Yehudi or the Jews, they're good at math and how we need to do this and that. Well, this is why John says, I will provoke you to jealousy with a people who are no people, because we cast this behind I and I and others picked it up, right? Just like other things. Let me talk about jazz or hip-hop or blues or rock and roll. Need we go there? We don't have to go there right now. So the tabernacle, even the tabernacle, the testimony, the mishkan is the general term for the sanctuary, the mishkan, including its contents. It is defined here as the tabernacle of the testimony, the mishkan ha-edut, of the edut, of the witnesses, right? The congregation, the aggregation, right? In a sense, it also has a sense of that church, Right? Even the church in the wilderness is defined here as a tabernacle of the testimony, because the tables of the testimony of the Edut, right? Remember the Aaron. The Aaron is the tablet. The tablet is the ark ha-Edut. We say the first nomenclature, the naming of it. It was the ark of the testimony. Yes, I and I got to testify. But what is our testimony? Does our testimony agree with the witness that's in the innermost of the inner sense, so the sanctuary, right, in the ark, right? Because the tables of the testimony were deposited in it, the witness of Ha-Elohim, Elohim Ha'av. The tabernacle was testimony of Jah's pardon, of his pardon of Yisrael, of the man who sees the true good, the true God, right, for making the calf, because of that golden calf, the golden calf uckery, right, the golden calf uckery, the sin of the golden calf. They said the service of the Levim. The Levites had the Mishkan. Why did the Levites have the Maderia? Why did they have the dwelling place, the Mishkan? He said, didn't the word of Yahweh, wasn't it that all of the Kol Israel was be a kingdom of the priesthood, because that golden calf uckery made the other, we could say Israelites, lowlights, as compared to the Levites who remained true, faithful, right, exact and right in the fidelity, right? They were royal and loyal. I remember Moshe said, who's on Yahweh's side? It was the Levites, Levim, right? And they did that. They put in that work there to cut off the ringleaders of the golden calf uckery. There's a principle there. Before we could go on with the truth, we had to slaughter the error, right? We had to take it on, right? So the Levites took it on. So Levites, the Levim, they had the sanctuary and its contents in their charge during the journeying in the Midbar, in the wilderness. So they were the ones found worthy, right? They were the ones found worthy to keep the witness, the testimony, you know, like protective custody. You know, they were found worthy. Now, you have to understand this in the real sense, in the reality. People look at it religiously in some so-called spook god. Well, spook god, what that? Right? The spook god is what the other nations worship. This is real Israel. But if you do not study to show yourself approved, then you're disapproved. Right? That's what it says, right, in the commands. And if one violate this or they violate that, their soul is cut off, their psyche. So you're trying to explain to some lost Negroes or others, and they can't get it, right? What you really have to focus on, right, is the teshuvah, right, that change of mind, that change of mind. They're not in a logical reality, right? They think we're not in a logical reality because we study this, right? But this right here gives us the overstanding where we can apply it, right, just as the others. See, the example is the other so-called Jews. That's why they spread a lot of lies also about the Jews who call themselves Jews. I'm not saying that they, you know, spread a lot of lies to say they're Jews, but a lot of lies about, and the Torah and the Talmud. And, you know, because they're trying to, it's like the horror movie. You see the door and the exit, and you're about to go through the door and exit, right? And then they try to put some boogeyman there. Ooh, this, if you go there, you're going into hell. Ooh, you know, and then you go the opposite way, and then you recognize, wasn't I here before? Because you're going back over the same old thing. The dog returned to his vomit, and the pig, after she was washed, she returns to wallowing in the mud, right? But the Levites, they had the service, right? The service of the Levites that was theirs by the hand of Itamar. Itamar, son of Aharon, he superintended the services of the two Levitical families, the Gershonites and the sons of Merari. We have this later on in Numbers chapter 2. Itamar, he was in charge of the metals, right? So what do they call metals, right? We talk about business and commodities. This is what we're speaking about here, weights, measures, right, preciseness, accuracy. Right, we also talk about sacred geometry as well, but some of the basic. Let's first get the basic summary. A lot of people want to go ahead and go into, there's a suite of light and other scientific realities that are contained in HaTorah. Well, yes, they are, and they're ours. But the first things first, in order to access them, we have to grow right in grace, right, and grow in grace and in that knowledge, right, all things decently and in order. So here in the decency and the order here, right, we have this 23rd Torah portion, the last one here in the second book of Moses. And what does it say? This is the sun. Really, the Hebrew says Eile Fikudei. Eile, these Fikudei are the summaries, are the sums. Fikudei, Fikudei, Fikudei HaMishkan, 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 HaMishkan. These are the accountings, the summaries, right? The numberings, actually the numberings. But that word in the previous Torah portion, remember, with the numbering and the half shekel, so that there'll be no plague when they're being numbered, you know, Fikod Otam, Fikod Fakad, Fekede. So we have here Fikudei. The Fikudei says Eile, Eile in the Hebrew, Eile these. Eile Fikudei. Fikudei is a plural word, right? Sums of, it's really saying sums of Hamishkan, of the tabernacle. Right, so Ithamar was in charge of the metal used in the making of HaMishkan and the vessels. Right, so here we have KJV says sum. This is the sum. Right, and the Sefer, right, the Sefer Shemot, the Hebrew, says these are the summaries. So these are like the ledgers. So here we're getting the counting ledgers. Here's where we learn how to read accounting books. Right, accountability, right, to do that basic math that ones go to all these sort of schools and other little training programs, and sometimes they get it, sometimes they don't get it. Here is where we are called to get it, right, because what the script says, this is our wisdom in the sight of the nations, right? Even the other Yehudi, the Khazarian, the white Jews, and other Jews, they can at least, the Torah faithful ones, can boast something. Can't they boast something? And that has you provoked, doesn't it? Well, it should. You should be provoked very much, provoked so much that you will study to know the truth of this for yourself, and we can apply this, right? Apply this to the reality and come out of the fantasy. Come out of her, my people. Come out of the matrix. Come out of Babylon. Isn't that interesting? The Torah says that all those males, and because there's a responsibility, right, that open the matrix, right, that open the matrix, fetar, fetar, somebody said fetar, like open the matrix, are mine. Those who don't open the matrix, and as it says about Ephraim, remember Ephraim, it said Ephraim is a foolish, he's a foolish son, he's a foolish child, he shouldn't spend so long in the place of breaking forth, like in a place of, like once you're born, right, you're born, there's a time for the matriarch and the matriarchy, right, the mother, you know, to the birthing process, the growing process, the first teacher process, the weaning process, the breastfeeding process, and then the weaning process. But some, you know, some are still old heads and still ain't weaned, right, and they're like stillborns, right? So I say that because for some we can't really go beyond to try to, because there's NDAs here. I'm permitted to bring that into the equation, the NDAs. What's an NDA? It's a non-disclosure agreement. Some things we just can't really disclose, not because we may not want to, not because we're unable to, but some people it's like trying to explain algebra to somebody that has trouble counting basic integers. Think about it for a moment. Think about it for a moment. We're trying to explain division to somebody whose addition and subtraction and multiplication is very weak. Right? What's the first thing we should do in order? Go over the basic 1 plus 1, 2 plus 2, 1 times 1, 2 times 2. You know, the basic chart, some basic examples first. Right? And the ones want to get all metaphysical, and they don't even understand basically the five sides. You know, understand. I say understand. In other words, look down and see upon what you're standing. See, people don't want to do that because they know when they look down, they're sinking sand. There's no rock. There's no firm place. Get a firm footing, right? Get a foundation. So we're here. Yes, sign. Make I and I. Testify.
Testify. Testify. Testify.
And when they would come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room. Upper room.
Elohim. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have psalm. We have psalm 9 according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Melchizedek, the righteous king, even the king of kings, Kamal, Haile Selassie, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, 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 Hashem.
Psalm 149. Praise ye the Lord.
Mizmor Kuf Mem Tet, Hallelujah, 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 Hallelujah. Shiru Ladonai, Shir Hadash, 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 Shir Hadash.
Sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise in the congregation of saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him with the timbrel and harp. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishments upon the people, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written. This honor have all his saints. Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah, 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 Hallelujah.
Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong.
And here, 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 Shema Yisrael, here for this Shabbat, Shabbat for Kudei, Sabbath, the sums, countings, here for the last portion here in the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book known as the Sefer Shemot, the book of the names and called Exodus. Here we pick up with Exodus, Exodus chapter 40, for the Shabbat for Kudei. This would be the Chamishi Aliyah, the fifth Aliyah, the fifth reading, the fifth up offering, the fifth offering up right here, here, here for Shabbat Fekudei, Sabbath, the sums, Sabbath, the countings. And for a double portion, in a double portion, for this double portion, for Shabbat, Shabbat Vayakahel Fekudei, Vayachel Fekudei, a double portion, this is the Shavi'i. Shavi'i, the Shavi'i, for the double portion, the seventh Aliyah, the seventh up offering, offering up right here, here, here. Shema Yisrael, here, here, here. Give ear, O Yisrael. Vayadaberi Yahuwah el Moshe leimor. The tabernacle set up, and Jehovah spake to Moses, saying, Vayadaber Yahuwah el Moshe leimor. And Jehovah spoke to Moses, Leimor, saying, Beyom ha chodesh ha rishon be echad la chodesh takim et mishkan ohel moed. On the first day of the first month, the first moon, shalt thou set up the tabernacle, ha mishkan, of the tent of the congregation. Yom ha-chodesh ha-rishon, ha-chodesh ha-rishon, on the first day, b'yom ha-chodesh ha-rishon, on the day of the chodesh, the first, b'yom ha-chodesh ha-rishon, on the first day of the b'echad la-chodesh, of the first chodesh, the first moon, b'echad La Chodesh, shalt thou rear up, Takim, Takim, shalt thou set up, shalt thou rear up, Takim, Eta Mishkana Ohelamoed. Shalt thou that I rear up the Mishkan of the Ohel Moed? Shalt thou rear up the tabernacle of the tent of meeting? And thou shalt put therein the ark of the testimony, and cover the ark with a veil. With Samta Sham, Eit Aron Ha Eduta, with Sakota Allah Ha Arona Eta Ha Paroket, and thou shalt put therein the ark of the testimony. With Samta Sham, Eit Aron Ha Edut, put in the Aron Ha Edut, the ark of Ha Edut, the testimony. And thou shalt screen the ark with the veil. With sakota Allah Aaron etaha paroket. And thou, the eye, shall bring in the table and set in order the things that are to be set in order upon it. And thou shall bring in Hamenorah, the lampstand, and light the lamps thereof, light the lamps of Ha. And thou shalt set the altar of gold for the incense for the ashens before the Aaron Ha Edut, the ark of the testimony, the Tavot, and put the hanging of the door to the tabernacle. And thou shalt set the altar of the burnt offering before the door of the tabernacle of the tent of the congregation, aggregation. And thou shalt set the laver between the tent of the congregation, aggregation, and HaMizbeach, and the altar, and shall put water therein. And thou shalt set up the court round about, and hang up the hanging at the court gate. And thou, the eye, shalt take the anointing oil, the Messiahing oil, and anoint the tabernacle, and all that therein, and shalt hollow, set it apart, and all the vessels thereof. And it shall be holy. It shall be set apart. And thou, the eye, shalt anoint the altar of the burnt offering and all his vessels, and sanctify HaMizbeach, and it shall be an altar most holy, and it shall be an altar Kodesh Kodashim, holy of holies. And thou shalt anoint the laver in his foot and sanctify it. And thou, the eye, shall bring Aharon, O Benayo, Aaron and his sons, to the door, Illa Patach, Ohela Moed, to the door, the patach of the tent of meeting, the tabernacle of the aggregation, and wash them with water. And thou, the eye, shall put upon Aharon the holy garments, and anoint him, and Messiah him, and christen him, and sanctify him, that he may minister to me, to I, in the priest office. And thou, the eye, shall bring his sons, Benayu, and clothe them with coats. And thou, the eye, shall anoint them, Messiah them, christen them, as thou didst anoint their father, that they may minister to me, to I, in the priest's office. For their anointing shall surely be an everlasting and eternal priesthood throughout their generations. Or, Ma shachta otama ka'ashera ma shachta eta avihem. With? Kiyahinu ali wi haita lihyota lahema mashachatam li kehunata olama li dorotam. And thou shalt anoint them as thou didst anoint their father, that they may minister to I in the priest's office, and their anointing shall be to them for an everlasting and eternal li. Lia likahunat olam, an eternal kahunat, eternal priesthood throughout their generations, li doro tam. Thus, like this did Moshe, according to all that Yahuwah, that Jehovah commanded him, so did he. Vayaasa Moshe kekol asher asiwah Yahuwah oto ken asa. And here, the Sheishi for Shabbat Fekudei, Shabbat Pekudei, Sabbath, the sum, Sabbath, the accounting, the Sheishi, the sixth Aliyah for Shabbat Pekudei, Fekudei, But here for a double, still in the seventh aliyah for the double portion here at verse 17. Wayehi ba chodesha ha rishona bashana ha shenita be echada la chodesha hukam ha mishkan. And it came to pass in the first month, the first moon, in the second year, on the first of the month of the moon, the tabernacle was reared up. Wayehi ba chodesha ha rishona ba shana ha shenit. And it came to pass in the first month, the first moon, in the second year, be echada la chodesha hu kam ha mishkan. On the first day of the month, the moon, the tabernacle, the mishkan, was reared up. Hukam ha-mishkan. And Moshe reared up the tabernacle and fastened his sockets and set up the boards thereof and put in the bars thereof and reared up his pillars. And he spread abroad the tent over the tabernacle and put the covering of the tent above it, as Jehovah commanded Moshe. And he took and put the testimony into Ha'aron, into the tabot, into the ark, and set the staves on Ha'aron, on the tabot, on the ark, and put the mercy seat, the kaporet, above upon Ha'aron, the tabot, the ark. And he brought Ha'aron, the tabot, the ark, into the tabernacle, and set up the veil of the covering, and covered the Aron Ha'edut, the ark of the testimony, as Jehovah commanded Moshe. And he put the shulchan, the table, in the tent of the congregation, upon the side of the tabernacle northward, without the veil. And he set the bread in order upon it, lifnei Yehovah, before Jehovah, as Jehovah had commanded Moshe. And he put ha-menorah, the lampstand, in the tent of the congregation, over against HaShulchan, the table, on the side of the tabernacle southward. And he lighted the lamps with Yehovah, as Jehovah commanded Moshe. And he put the golden altar in the tent of the congregation, the aggregation, before the veil. And he burnt sweet incense, and he burnt sweet incense thereon, as Jehovah commanded Moses. Wayaketera la yoa ketoreta samim. Ka'ashera tziwahi Yahuwa eta Moshe. And he burnt thereon incense, aishens, of sweet spices. Wayaketera alayo. And he burnt, wayaketera alayo, upon it, ketoreta samim. Aishens of sweet spices, sweet aishens, ketoret samim. Ka'ashera tziwahi Yahuwa et Moshe, as Jehovah commanded Moses. And here for the Shavii, here for the Shavii, for the seventh aliyah, for the Shabbat, for Kudei, Sabbath, for Sabbath sum, Sabbath accounting, for Shabbat, for Kudei, Shabbat Fikudei, here, picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Exodus chapter 40, here at verse 28, for the Shavii, for the seventh Aliyah, the seventh reading, the seventh Aliyah, the seventh of offering, seventh Aliyah, ascension offering, here for this Shabbat Fikudei. And in a double portion, like this double portion, Wayakahela Fikudei, we still are in the Shavii, so the Shavii and the Shavii, the two Shavii's, two sevenths. Wayasema eta masaka ha petacha la mishkan. And he set up the hanging at the door of the tabernacle. Wayasem eta masak. And he put the screen. Wayasema eta masaka ha petach la mishkan. And he put the screen of the petach, of ha petach, the screen, the masak, ha petach, the screen of the petach, the screen of the door, la mishkan, to the mishkan, to the tabernacle. And he put the altar of burnt offering by the door of the tabernacle of the tent of the congregation, offered upon it the olah, the burnt offering, and the minkah, and the meal offering, as Jehovah commanded Moshe. And he set the laver, the basin, the laver between the tent of the congregation, and HaMizbeach, and the altar, and put water there to wash withal. And Moshe and Aharon Ubanayo and his sons washed their hands and their feet thereat, when they went into the tent of the congregation, and when they came near to HaMizbeach, to the altar, they washed, as Yahweh's Jehovah commanded Moshe. And he reared up the court round about the tabernacle and the altar, and set up the hanging of the court gate. So Moses finished the work. Vayikala Moshe et ha-melakha. So Moses finished the work. Vayikala Moshe et ha-melakha. And here, for the maftir. Here, for the maftir. For Shabbata. Fikudei, Sabbath, Fikudei, the Maftir, to fulfill the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called the Sefer Shemot, the names, and known as Exodus. Here. Exodus chapter 40, here at verse 34, for the Maftir. Waikas he anan et ohela moed. U kovodi Yahuwah, male et ha-mishkan. Then a cloud covered the tent of the congregation, the tent of the aggregation, and the glory of Jehovah filled the tabernacle. Vayikas he'anan. Then the cloud covered. Vayikasa he'anan et ohel moed. Then the cloud covered the ohel moed, the tent of moed, the tent of meeting, the tent of the appointment, the appointed tent. Vayikasa he'anan et ohel moed. U'kavodi Yahuwah, and the glory of Jehovah. U'kavod Yahuwah, and the kavod, the kavod. U'kavodi Yahuwah, and the kabod of Jehovah, malei filled the mishkan, vayikas he anan et ohel moed ukavodi Yahuwah, malei et ha-mishkan. And Moses and Moshe was not able to enter into the tent of the congregation, because the cloud abode thereon, and the glory of Jehovah filled the tabernacle. With lo yakola Moshe lavo illa ohel moed ki shakan alayo he anan ukavodi Yahuwah male et ha-mishkan. And Moses was not able to enter. Willo Yakola Moshe Lavo, to enter into the tent of meeting. Il Ohela Moed, because the cloud abode thereon. Ki Shakan Alayo, because the cloud abode dwelt thereon. Ki Shakan Alayo He Anan. U'kavodi Yahuwah, and the glory, u'kavod Yahuwah, u'kavodi Yahuwah, and the glory, the kavod of Jehovah, u'kavodi Yahuwah, malei filled etaha mishkan, filled the mishkan, the tabernacle, the dwelling place. And when the cloud was taken up from over the tabernacle, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of children of Israel, went onward in all their journeys. Uvehe alot Uva he alo ta he anana me Allaha mishikana Yisoo bene Yisrael bikola masa ahem. But if the cloud were not taken up, then they journeyed not till the day that it was taken up, that it aliyed up, that it went up. Weim lo ya ale he anan, willoa yisuua adayoma he aloto, he aloto. For the cloud of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, was upon the tabernacle by day, and fire was on it by night, in the sight of all the house of Israel, in the sight of all the Beit Yisrael, the Beit Yisrael, throughout all their journeys. Ki nani Yehovah, for the cloud of Jehovah, ki nani Yehovah, Allah mishkana yomama ve'esha, tihye layla vawa, le Aynai yakola bait Yisrael bekola masaihem. For the cloud of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, was upon the tabernacle, the Mishkan, by day. Ki nana Yahuwah Allah mishkana yomam. And there was fire ve'esh ve'esh tihye. And there was fire ve'esh tihye. And she was fire, and there was fire. Ve'esha tihye laila, and there was fire therein by night. Ve'esha tihye laila ba'u, and there was, and she fire by night in him. Ve'esha tihye laila ba'u le'aynaya kola beit Yisrael, in the sight, in the eyes. Le'aynay. In the eyes, call of all Beit, the house Yisrael, the house of Yisrael, the Beit Yisrael, bekol masaihem, throughout all their journeys, bekol masaihem. Kabur lekalu, kabur adinsu, kabur lachaylu. Yes, 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 yes. Chazak, chazak.
Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat.
Yeah. in my life. Oh, yeah. With King Alpha and Queen Omega. Father and mother of creation.
Psalm 149. Praise ye the Lord.
Mizmor kuf mem tet, hallelujah. Shir ul Adonai, shir hadash, shir hadash.
Sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise in the congregation of saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him with the timbrel and harp. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishments upon the people, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written. This honor have all his saints. Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah. Mizmor kuf mem tet, hallelujah. Shir ul Adonai, shir hadash, tehillato bikhal hasidim. Yismah Yisrael be'osav, benet Zion yadiru v'malkam. Yehallelu shemo v'mahol, v'tof v'chinor yezammeru lo. Ki rotze Adonai be'ammo, yefa'er anavim bishua. Ya'alezu hasidim b'chavod, yerannenu al mishkedotam. Romemot el bigronam, v'cherev bifkiyot b'yadam. La'asot nekama b'goyim, tochechot b'le'umim. Le'esor malchehem b'zikim, v'nichbedehem b'chavle varzel. לעשות בהם משפט כתוב, הדר הוא לכל חסידיו, הללויה.
Up there
is. Throw it, you gotta throw it. You understand? So the Maccabean warriors, they were fighting with their hands and praying to Elohim in their hearts. Right? Fighting with their hands, pray to execute, here's the key, to execute vengeance upon the nations, the Goyim, the Gentiles, the heathens, whether they're black or white. There's a depth of black and white down presses. Right? To execute vengeance upon the nations, the Goyim, the heathen, the non-black and brown Israelitish people, you know what I mean, among the heathen, and chastisements upon the peoples, vengeance. This also connects with Isaiah, I think 61, where Yeshua had read the first part of that verse and closed it up, and the second part was the day of vengeance. You know what I mean? You know, the day of vengeance. So the second advent of Moshiach has brought in this day of vengeance, right? Which is the retribution that is ordained by Ha Elohim. You know, some people say, oh, well, you know, that was back in the past, slavery and things had to happen and it's all over. We should just, yeah, but there's still judgment and retribution, right? These are the retributions that have been ordained by Ha Elohim. He has ordained them, as Isaiah 61 verse 2 points out, as Isaiah 63 verse 4 points out. Jah has ordained that there would be a day of vengeances, vengeance, or in some cases vengeances, that duality, right, that multiplicity, right? In the preceding psalm 148, Israel's restoration was connected with the recognition by all creatures. So on the Sabbath, right, for the Sabbath song, right, and the Sabbath focus is on the creation. Like we play the Dennis Brown tune, Created by the Father, right, is on the all creation. Romans chapter 8, Paul speaks about the creatures, how the creatures, all the creations waiting for the manifestation of the Bnei Elohim, right, of the children, right, the sons of the power. Right, so we preach the gospel to all creatures, to all creation, all people, all creatures, to every element in creation. You know, when I and I is so minded, even when we're speaking this word, right, and we're chanting praises or chanting down Babylon, we are speaking to every element to communicate the judgment. Right, so even the elements in the atmosphere are charged with that word, sound, and power. So all creatures, all creation, and especially by the kings of the earth, by the kings of the earth, the rulers, right, of this so-called world system, presidents, popes, pontiffs, people in charge, oh, the kings of the earth, right, and their people. So in this sense, speaking to the kings of the earth, the rulers of the government, the leaders of the so-called world, right, and their people of Elohim, Kadamawi, Haile Selassie's glory, of the glory of his majesty. And what is the glory of his majesty? So for my part, I glory in the Bible. So that's the word, right? And that testimony, that message of the king, that message of salvation. This psalm here, 149, it presents the converse thought, right? The other side of the sword, as it were, that the restored Israel becomes the executors, the executioners, Jah's executioners of judgment on those who will not join in the Isis, who will not join in the Miskana, the Todot, right, in the praise which rings from Israel, that it may be caught up by all, that it may be caught up, right, that catching away, that snatching away, caught up by all. Next verse, or next part of the verse, and chastisements or punishments upon the peoples. This is the penalties, the liabilities, the consequences, the Ikeb, Jacob grabbing on Esau's Akeb, grabbing on his heel, right? The heel grabber, or the consequences, the consequences,
grabbing on his
grabbing
heel,
on his
grabbing
heel, the heel grabber, the heel grabber, the consequences, the consequences, the consequences, the consequences.
Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Then shall ye return. Then they that feared the Lord, for from the rising of the sun even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord. Psalm 149. Praise ye the Lord.
Mizmor Kuf Mem Tet, Hallelujah, 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 Hallelujah. Shir Ul Adonai, Shir Hadash, 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 Shir Hadash.
Sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise in the congregation of saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him with the timbrel and harp.
For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishments upon the people, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written. This honor have all his saints. Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Yes, yes, yes. Shalom, Chavarim. Shalom. Hear, hear. Hallelujah. Hymn. Psalm 149. Hear, hear. Hymn of the Rastafari Church triumphant here. Audible from about 7 or so years. Good number. Completion.
Actually, I don't know if I can load this up. Hopefully I can share this with the IVM. Otherwise, I'll still seek to share it with the IVM. Either way, looking at today's Psalm, Psalm 149. In tune with, check this out. This is according to the Ethiopian testimony. We could say the true Christian, the true Christ man testimony in our Judeo-Christian roots. Right? As we as the ones lost and found, black and brown sheep in the house of Israel. We, the black people, Israel in the latter days. Are ye not as the children of the Ethiopians, unto me, O children of Israel? So we as Ethiopian Hebrews. Looking at today's psalm. And see, if you're looking at the witness, you know, like almost like the singularity. So we see it from our Hebrew perspective or the Hebrew roots of we, the black Jews. And then when we see the testimony from we, the children of the Ethiopians, all right? And then when we kind of put it together as one, because some say, oh, well, that's Old Testament, that's New Testament. No, you see it in the oneness as one, all right, as one, all right? The vision. The clarity, the crystal clarity of the vision. So this psalm here, 149, Psalm 149, give it some attention here, especially for the T to T or the Testify Tuesday. As an acronym, we call it T to T. So, you know, hashtag T to T 2017 or Testify Tuesday 2017. You know, just share it around and make links, you know, as ones hopefully share, you know, the disseminations here from on the ear and in the iris. So here we have a hymn of triumph. The psalm, the mizmor, was connected to celebrate a victory. If, some say, it is connected with the other psalms of the group, then the occasion was the triumph of Nehemiah, which means like the consolation. The name Nehemiah is just so very interesting. Put that on the eyes notes just to do a basic MBD overview, a metaphysical Bible overview of that name, Nehemiah, as well as get a better understanding and understanding. This is the time when there was the return from Babylon, right, during Cyrus and Darius and Ezra and Nehemiah. And Second Esther also might come into a point of reference when looking prophetically at I futures, right, when we're looking at the futures, right? So if this is connected with the other psalms in the group, because this is a group of psalms, or hallelujah, hallelujah, Rastafari, hallelujah, Rastafari, hallelujah, Rastafari. So the triumph of Nehemiah, over the unfriendly neighbors, we are in the world, not of the world, who schemed, those who are even scheming to thwart my Jah plan and the revelation of Jah plan, even in this work and even in this society, even among I and I as Jah people, as Rastafari, whether it's on the, you know, the, in our individual triading, but moreover in the collective will, in the church, even this church in the wilderness. So we have a very, very interesting psalm for this day, right, for this 14th of March and this Tuesday as we are actually here, you know, after the day, how was the eye's day, you know, hopefully in Yahweh, you know, Jah bless the eye and keep the eye, you know, give the eye the strength, the consolation, you know, that the eye, I and I needs as he commiserates with I and I, just take that time just to be still and just take a breath and give thanks, you know, for Jah life and give thanks to the life giver for that life that I and I have, because with his life, there's hope. So it's not saying that, you know, in the world, you know, that, you know, we experience those hills and those valleys, right, those ups and those downs. Sometimes go through follies and undercrowns, but onward and upward, Rastafari soldier, onward and upward, do we try to reach that the summit that's destined for I and I by the great creator. So looking at both the, we could say, the road map, you know, with the Torah portion, the reading and feedings, and looking at the Ethiopia Kingdom of God, the Kingdom of God calendar, which is our main, we said holy calendar, as we seek to follow that instruction in spirit and in truth for the construction of the tabernacle or the church in the wilderness, the church of the firstborn. These words, these daily, we could say these daily words, this food, this manna. So manna, I mean, what is it? Manna, manna, they ask manna in the Hebrew. Say manna, boom, say manna. Okay, you're speaking Hebrew. Ma, what, na, I pray to I, tell I, manna, na, na, manna, ma, what, na, I pray you, tell me, what is it? So this is Einai manna, or the angel's bread. Right, that bread, even within the Psalms, especially within the Psalms, that Davidic worship, right, that tabernacle of David, right, of David, right, of David, of Dawit, that tabernacle. So we have the Hallelujah Psalm. Now the Psalm has essentially two main parts. The first part, verses 1 to 4, it covers Israel's praise, the eyes of Israel. Who is Israel? Israel is we, the black people in the latter days. Israel is a soul people, Jah's soul people. The praise, the eyes is due to Jah. The eyes is due to Jehovah. The eyes is due to Yahweh. The eyes is due in Jah's way, truth, and life of the King of Kings, Christ. Then in verses 5 to 9, their enemies, our enemies, those who seek the end of I and we. We, the ones lost and now found, black and brown sheep of the Beta Israel. The enemies to be destroyed, to be downstroyed. Right, or destructed, deconstructed, yeah, as it were. All right. So this psalm right here, we'd love to go through a verse by verse, and hopefully we'll have that opportunity, even though there are other items, you could say, on the docket, preferably speaking, certain things we'd like to give ones an update. Ones may seek to, you know, press the number one on the touchpad, those who are called in and on the air, and their names or their numbers will come up in the queue, you know, or use the DSR text-free. Now, I'm not too sure which of the Haberim are regularly checking up on that. Got some phones here that we have particularly assigned for those things, but they really need to be recharged, and you know how the technology, but we're seeking to juggle it, work it out, you know, and even though it might not be perfect, we're still seeking it. It might not be perfect, but that's the goal, right? That's the goal. So we're learning Jahweh so we can reach Jagol. So just a few words here. There's a very key. I would like the eye of them to pay particular attention to the entire psalm. But a more of an emphasis, especially as we get to like verses like 6 and 7, 8 and 9, especially verse 9. I think that's what we can just give a little bit of attention right here, right, before we go into the hearing of it and, if possible, maybe a little more of a reasoning on it. But how does it connect even with this 21st? We're in this 21st weekly Torah portion, our annual Rastafari sabbatical strong. The 21st, we could say sabbatical. And the 21st sabbatical, ki tisa, coming from the Hebrew first words, right? The census, taking the sum, when thou takest the sum, right? The sum and the summary, you know, taking account and accountability. So here in verse 9 it says, well, the whole idea, it must be connected right here, of course. Because in this particular psalm, just taking a little time here, brothers and sisters, it says, sing to Yahweh a new song, and his praise, his eyes is an assembly of the saints. Right? Now, in the Revelation, the link with the new name, Rastafari, is hopefully overt and obvious. But those who need a little more 411, please, you know, step forward or, you know, close mouth, don't get fed. So, you know, yeah. Let Israel rejoice in his maker. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise Isis, his name, in the dance. Let them sing praises, Isis, to him with the timbrel and harp. For Yahweh, for Jehovah, taketh pleasure in his people. And I rise to Pharaoh. He adorneth the humble with salvation. With salvation. Yeshua. With salvation. Let the saints, the Kedoshim, exult in glory. For my part, I glory in the Bible. Let them sing for joy upon their beds. Let the high praises of El, of Hail, of Haile, of the power be in their mouth, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance upon the nations and chastisements upon the peoples, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written. To execute upon them the judgment written. He is the glory of all his saints. Hallelujah. Rastafari. So that's the overview right there. Let's zoom in. That's the overview. Let's zoom in here on verse 9, where it says, upon them, them, all of them, who them, all who were specified in the preceding verse, the peoples as well as their leaders, not just the people. Oh, what's with the black people? What about the leaders of the sheeple? Now, the judgment written, this is interesting, the sentence passed upon them by the heavenly judge and recorded by him in his testimony. So when we testify, remember the Ark of the Testimony, right? Remember the first name of it? The Ark of the Testimony. Ark of the Testimony. In the Ark was put his testimony, his witness. He says, go forth and be witnesses. Witnesses of what? Just whatever we want to know, of his testimony. And I got to testify. So the judgment written, what is the sentence passed upon them by the heavenly judgment recorded by him? Well, here's a reference to Isaiah LXV, that is 65 LXV and 6. So 65 and 6, make a note of it. Chabarim. The last part right here concerning glory. Because from the previous 20th RSS, Rastafari sabbatical, from the previous sabbatical strong, we had noted where he said that he would sanctify, once they followed the instructions for the construction and built that structure according to the pattern, that he would make it Isla, holy, right? That a Kodesh, you know, he would make it truly that Mikdash, that holy place by his glory. He would sanctify it by his glory. Now, Abuna. Nagusin the Kedamawi, Haile Selassie says to I and I, for my part, I glory in the Bible. So our divine heritage, at the root of our divine heritage, is a divine, the divine law, which our law, which our word, which our Bible. And we have the witness, the testimony of Nagusa Negestachin, of I and I, King of Kings, of Abatachin, right, as witness. So he is the glory. Right, he is the glory of all his saints, of all of his holy ones. Now, it's interesting. The word the holy ones here is the Hasidim. Right, it's been the Hasidayo, Hasidayo, Hasid, Chesed, Chesed, Hasid. That's the far. Are you a Chesed, Hasidim? Who are the Hasidim? What is Chesed? Chesed is that word mercy. You find it in the 10 words, showing mercy on all of those who love him. That's like the Old Testament. We say grace, all those who have received of his grace, the grace of his son, the Bain Elohim, Chayim. What makes you want to follow Jesus Christos? Right? Yes, he is the glory. Israel. Definition, we the black people in the latter days, that remnant, right, Ethiopian Hebrews, will devote himself to the duty of glorifying Elohim, Kedemawi, Haile Selassie, Father, strength and redeemer, for all he has done. Another translation, some say, is it shall be glory for his saints. Now let's keep in mind that there's the Kedoshim saints and there's also the Hasidim. The Hasidim, right, saints that we find in verse 5 of this Psalm 149. There is Hasidim in the Hebrew, and it's important that we get a good understanding and be able to put it together, right, to put it together. In fact, the first place it appears is in the first verse, Hasidim, and his praise, his Isis, his praise, right, his praise, his tehilato, the tehillah, because it's the tehillim, right, tehilato, Tehillah, hallelujah, right? Exalt, right? That's a praise. The Isis in the assembly, right? The kahal. Here, assembly is corresponds to what we have in the New Testament, the Brit Chadasha, the renewed covenant, as the church. Right, just keep that in mind. That's why Kedus Estefano, Saint Stephen, says he calls it the church in the wilderness. So the assembly is the church. Just to prove that the assembly, make that a note. The assembly is the church, and the Hebrews call it the kahal. Right, the assembly is the church, and his praise in the assembly of his saints, and the saints there is the Hasidim. Not so much the Kedoshim in that sense, but those who have received mercy. Right, those that receive mercy, chesed, keep that in mind, chasidim. So here, another translation is that it shall be glory for all his chasidim, right? It shall be glory for all of his chasidayu. Chasidayu means his chasidim. The chasidim are the chasidim and his chasidayu, right? The final overcoming of these, them and those enemies, right, is an obligation. This is an obligation. Right? So we see to fulfill our obligations, right, upon Jah's people, which will redound and rebound to their glory, right, to their glory. Right? So was the Hadad. Hadad the who? Al-Kol Hasidayu. Hallelujah. He is the glory. Right? The Hadad. Hadad. He is the glory. Hadad the who? Hadad Hawa. Hadad who? Al-Kol Hasidayu. Hasidayu. Hallelujah. Rastafari. Yes, I. Selah, Selah. Little Selah moment right here. So this is the key. This is the key for we. This psalm is a key. 140, 149. Some more details in there, but I thought that, at least in a summary sense, and also bringing forward the role of chesed, right? The Hebrew word chesed, right? Chesed. Sometimes you might see it as chesed, because C-H, but that C-H is really chesed, and the connection with mercy, right? Mercy. Right, to I and I, to those generations who love him, who seek his face and his grace. In fact, it actually links with grace, as I mentioned already. So there's some places where you see holy or saints, and it might be kedoshim, set apart ones, as we find with the priests and the Levites, right, and the holy ones in that sense. But then the other sense is in the New Testament, we could say Meshachawian sense, or the Christian sense, those who have received mercy in and through the vein Ha Elohim Chayim. Chayim. Amen. Amen. Kedemal Yemeskan. 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 Kedemal
Yemeskan.
Shalom, Chabarim, Shalom. This is Yadin right here. Today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Malachias, Erek, Melchizedek. Here we have Mizmor Kof Mim Tet. Kof Mim Tet, Kof Mim Tet. Hebrew alpha numerics here. Kof 100, Mim 48, 9. Mizmor, psalm, chant, intonation. Mizmor Kof Mim Eight, or some might enunciate as off name eight. Psalm CXLIX. It's a hymn of triumph. It's a hallelujah, hallelujah. The ilulta. We have the ilulta as one expression. You know, we have like the literal sense, and the figurative sense of it is like to exalt Yah, hallelujah. The literal sense of like a word sound is a ilulululul. That exaltation, hallelujah. Here in the Sefer Tehillim, now even Tehillim has the halal sense. Hallelujah, all of y'all, Yah, he who be, the Savior name of Yisrael, Yah, or anglicized as Jah, hallelujah, Hebraic, hallelujah. Here we have a hallelujah psalm, a hymn of triumph. The Mizmor was composed to celebrate a victory, to celebrate Yeshua, victory. Yeshua, salvation, Yeshua, Hebraically, even today's daily psalm is victory, salvation. So the psalm was composed to celebrate, to elaborate a victory. Some say if it's connected with the other psalms of the group, the occasion was the triumph of Nehemiah over the unfriendly neighbors who schemed to thwart his plans. One interpretation right there. Let's go to some verse by verse right here. It has two main parts. Yes, two main parts. Verses 1 to 4, Yisrael's praise due to El, Ha'el, to the Almighty Power. In verses 5 to 9, their enemies to be destroyed, downstroyed. So here, let's ride up right here. Let's go to some verse by verse, Hebraically right here, today's daily psalm. Here we have the first verse. Hallelujah, shiru la Yahuwah, shir hadash, tehilato bi kahal hasidim. Hallelujah, shiru la Yahuwah. Hallelujah, praise y'all, Yah, he who be, the Savior name of Yisrael, Yasharal. Hallelujah, shiru, sing y'all. Speaking to y'all, it's a command. Shiru, shiru, la Yahuwah, shiru, la Yahuwah. Sing y'all to he who be, who he be, to Yahuwah. Hallelujah, shiru, la Yahuwah. Shir, a song, chadash, a renewed song, a new song, song here. Sing, shiru, la Yahuwah. Shir Chadash, Tehilato, his Tehillah, Tehilato, his praise, his halal, hallelujah, his praise, Tehilato, in the assembly of his saints, Bi Kahal, the Kahal, the gathering, same root in the new covenant, we say the kehillah, from the kahal, to gather, wayakahel, as we had that Torah reading and feeding, wayakahel, and Moshe assembled, and he gathered, and he churched. Tehilato, his praise, his eyes, kahal, in the assembly, in the gathering, be kahal, chassidim, of the chassidim. KJV brings us out as praise y'all, the Lord, sing to the Lord. You notice both Lords there, but in the Hebrew we have praise y'all, Yah, sing to Yahuwah a new song, his praise. The and there is italicized, it's not there in the Hebrew. Tehilato, not with Tehilato or with Tehilato, but his praise, Tehilato, in the congregation. KJV brings out the Kahal as the congregation, the gathering of saints. It says here in the English, the Hasidim. Hasidim from Hasid, to be faithful, kind, godly, a type of a holy one, saint, pious. Hasid, in the singular sense, the plural sense, Hasidim. Where we get the Hasids, Hasidim, you know, even in modern day Judaism, but here from scripts is the root, the groundation, to be kind, or in a sense to be pious, or like a godly one. From the root, it comes from the attribute of Yahuwah himself, the chesed, his loving kindness, as it's brought out in translation, his mercy, coming from the root chasad, to be good, to be kind, to show kindness, even to show kindness to oneself, to be good. From the Hebraic sense of like to bow, right? To bow, you know, like a courtesy to an equal, you know? So it's a very interesting term, a very interesting sense, but not to be confused with kedoshim. Kedoshim from kadash, to be set apart. Chassid, right? To be merciful, to be kind in the sense of the chassidim, his saints, those who have received of his loving kindness, of that attribute of Yahuwah. Hallelujah, shiru la Yahuwah shir chadash, tehilato, bi kahal chassidim. Sing, and song. Sing as the command, Sheru, Sheru, speaking to like you all, Sheru, Sheru, La Yahuwah. Sing, Sheru, sing y'all, Ashir, Ashir. What kind of a Shir? Ashir Hadash, a new, a renewed, Shir Hadash, a new song. We also have this in Psalm 96 verse 1. In the assembly, in the assembly, Bikahal Hasidim, Bikahal Hasidim, in the assembly of the Hasidim, it was a time for national rejoicing and thanksgiving in the Torah. The saints Hasidim are identical with Yisrael, as we have in the next debate, the second verse. And also we have this in Psalm 148, round about the 14th verse. But here, Chabarim, here it's the next verse of today's daily psalm. KJV brings us out as, let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Yismach, Yisrael, Yismach, him, Samach, be happy, be glad, rejoice. Yismach, Yisrael, let Yisrael rejoice. Yismach, Yisrael, be Osayo, in his maker, and the one who made him. Be Osayo, B'nei Zion, children, sons of Zion, B'nei Zion. It's interesting because Zion is in a Hebraically a feminine sense. So B'nei is sons of, directly in the Hebrew, B'nei Zion is sons of Zion. Yagilu be Malkam, Yagilu ve Malkam, Yagilu, to be glad, in a sense, Yagilu, almost like to be giddy, to rejoice in a sense of being glad. Yagilu, be Malkam, in their king, in their Melech, be Malkam. Yagilu be Malkam, Malkam, their king, Hebraically, be Malkam. So here, the full of the verse, Yismach Yisrael, be Osayo, Bnei Zion, Yagilu, the sons of Zion, Yagilu, let them be glad, let them be joyful, be Malkam. In their king, in Malkam, his maker, Osayo, his maker, Osav, modern Hebrew, Osav, ancient pointing, Osayo, bit, Osayo, his maker. More on this in Psalm 95, verse 6, Malkam, their Malek, right, their Malek, Malkam, their king, the seat of whose kingdom, whose government is Zion. There may also, some say, be an allusion to the fact that Yisrael, at this particular time, some say of the composition, no longer had a king, had a melech or a negus, and was a theocracy at this particular time. But then we have the Lion of Judah, verse 3, right here. Make them praise his name in the dance, or let them praise his name in the dance. Make them sing praises to him with the timbrel and harp. Here, the third verse is reading from the Hebrew right there, but it seems to be much the same in the KJV, this third verse. Here, the Hebrew. Yehallelu, Ye hallelu, let them halal, elil, ye hallelu, shemo, his name, shemo, ye hallelu, let them halal, let them praise, shemo, be mahol, what is the mahol? The mahol is the dance, let them praise his name in the dance, betof, Ve kinor, ye zamru lo, betof, the tof. What is the tof? It's translated as a timbrel, right? Ve kinor, and the kinor, and the harp, with the timbrel, like a type of drum, betof, ve kinor, ye zamru, let them zamar. Like the mizmor, we say mizmor, the psalm, zamar, to chant. Ye zamru, let them chant lawu, to him. Let them chant, like chant Isis, to him. Ye hallelu, shemoa be mahol, betof we kinor, ye zamru lawu. In the dance, be mahol, in the mahol. Some say religious, spiritual fervor often expresses itself in dancing. Spiritual or really just, some might say religious, but really just, fervor often expresses itself in dancing. How do we know this? Chaberim, Exodus, Shemot, chapter 15, verse 20, Shoftim, Judges 11, verse 34, 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel, chapter 6. Verse 14. On the timbrel, we also have this in Psalm 68, right? Psalm 68, verse 26. Hear, the dalet, or the fourth, Hebraically, the dalet, the fourth verse right here. KJV brings this out as, for the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Hear, this fourth verse. Ki rotzeh, he taketh pleasure or shows favor, in that sense, pleasure to be pleased or to show favor, from the Hebraic ratza, to be pleased with, to be favorable to, right? To be favorable to. Ki rotzeh, for he favorable, Yahuwah, for Jehovah, for Yahuwah taketh pleasure, his favors. You say, well, he don't favor this. Well, it says he taketh pleasure. He does favor. People say, well, Yahuwah, he doesn't favor. But ki rotzeh, Yahuwah, be'amo. He taketh pleasure or favors, right? Be'amo. In his people, by way of his people, he takes pleasure in his people. He favors his people. Fire, ye fire. Interesting note, we say the Tiferet on the Kabbalah, the Eitz Chaim, the tree of life, the Tiferet and Tefari. Well, here also from the same root, ye fire. Anuim, be Yeshua. He adorneth the humble, Yefayir. He adorneth, he beautify, Yefayir, from the Pa'ar or Fa'ar. Fa'ar, to glorify, to beautify, to adorn. Here, Yefayir, Anuim. Modern Hebrew, Anavim, ancient pointing, Anawim, Yifayir Anawim, Bishua, in Yeshua, in salvation or with salvation, he adorneth, he beautifieth the Anawim, the humble, the meek, the poor, the meek. It's like one can even say like the poor and needy, the humble, the poor, the anawim, yefayir, Farai, Yifayir, Anuim, Bishua, in Yeshua, with Yeshua, with salvation. Yahuwah, Jehovah taketh pleasure. He taketh pleasure. Ki roteh Yahuwah. This also we find in Psalm 147, round about the 11th verse. The evidence of his renewed favor. What was the evidence of his renewed favor? Ki roteh Yahuwah be'amo. He taketh pleasure in his people, favor in his people. Well, what is the evidence? The evidence of his renewed favor, one may even say favor, I won't say favoritism, or favornessness, right, was the end of the captivity and the return to Zion, the return to Zion. The humble, Anawim, they who have been downpressed, the Anawim, those who have been degraded by their conquerors. Now they were, so to speak, beautified, Yifayir, Farai, Yifayir, by divine salvation, be Yeshua. Yes, I. That's the far I. So here.
Evil, boy, everything takes time. Evil.
So here, first four verses, Yisrael's praise, Isis, Tehillah, Isis, due to Ha'el, to the Almighty, due to Ha'el. Here we have verses 5 to 9, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof, Mim Tate, Kof Mim Tate, Psalm 149, fifth verse right here, in verses 5 to 9. Their enemies to be destroyed, to be downstroyed. This section, the second section of today's daily psalm, here picking up with the fifth verse, the KJV brings it out. Let or make the saints be joyful in glory. Let them make them sing aloud up on their beds. Here, Hebraically right here. Ya'elzu. Ya'elzu chassidim. May they be joyful. May they be joyful, the saints, the chassidim. Be'kabod. Interesting. Something that we just noticed right here. Be'kabod. Ya'elzu. This is a not often used word right here. Ya'elzu, speaking of them. Ya'elzu chassidim b'kabod. May the chassidim exalt, the sense of exalt. Not just joyful, but exalt b'kabod. Let them exalt. Let them rejoice. Let them triumph. This is from the Alaz. The root word here, the H5937, Alaz, in Ya'elzu. Here we have the root idea of Alaz in Ya'elzu is not just exalt, but it has a sense of, as a primitive root, Alaz, to jump, to jump for joy, that is, to exalt. The sense of Alaz in Ya'elzu is to jump for joy. So let them exult and jump for joy. Ya'elzu chassidim, the chassidim, bi kavod, in glory. Make them sing for joy. Make them sing for joy up on their beds. Ye'raninu, al misha kubotam. Al Mishkabotam, where they shakab, where they lay down, all upon Mishkabotam, Mishkabotam, Al Mishkabotam. Ye ranenu, ranenu, ranenu. We say the reina, reina. From Ranan, Ranan, the BDB brings out Ranan in Yeraninu, which is translated as sing for joy, the Hebrew root, the H7442, to overcome, right? To be overcome, like to cry out, to shout for joy, like to give a ringing, like in a ringing, shrilling tone. Like this can be used in times of joy and exaltation. But this Ranan in Yeraninu, let them Ranan, can also be used in times of distress, right? To cry aloud. Chokma, the mother, Robeinu Yeshua says that wisdom is justified by all of her children. So we have wisdom in the Mishle Shlomo, where it says that she cries out. This Ranan is this kind of a crying out, calling out, in almost like a high, shrill voice. The Ranan is almost like to creak, to emit a stridulous sound, to shout, usually for joy. And here in today's daily psalm, this is in a sense of joy. So here we have in glory, big kavod. What's the glory? The restored honor of the nation and Yah and Jah people up on their beds, Al Mishkavotam, modern Hebrew, Al Mishkavotam, ancient pointing, Al Mishkavot, Mishkavotam, on their mashkab, right, on their beds. When they can retire to rest, to sleep in safety, their foes having been vanked, having been vanquished, make them sing for joy up on their beds. Yeraninu al mishkabotam. Here. Moving forward to the sixth verse here. Liku batalua, today's daily psalm right here. KJV says, let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand. Note in the KJV, the better KJV Bibles, the word let is italicized, the word praises is italicized, the word be is italicized. So let's read it without that, since that is usually not the in the Hebrew. The high of God in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand. Hear. Romot el, bi geronam. Entering the geronam, like in Amharic, gororo, right? The geronam here is from garon. Garon is not the mouth. So the KJV translates and says, let the high praises, but if you notice in the King James Version, the word praises is italicized. So we read it high God or high of God, KJV says in their mouth. But the Hebrew right here says what? It says romot el, the Almighty, ha el. Romot el bi geronam, in their throat, in their neck. The garon in Hebrew is the neck, the throat, the neck, right? So that's interesting right there, because they translate it as mouth, but it says let the romot. So what's the high here? The romot from romema. In the Hebrew, the H7319, romema. Romema is the uplifting. Romema in romot is the uplifting the arising, the exaltation, right? That is to say, one may say praise, but literally it is the uplifting, the romema from ramam. Ramam as a verb means to be exalted, to be lifted up, to rise. So the Hebrew sense of it, romot, senses of feminine plural, the highness of El, bigronam. And this also links with the Hallel in the sense right there. Praises, eyes is extolling. Here, the divine name or title attribute is El. El, as we have in Ayale and Hayale, the El. Romot El bigronam. The praises, eyes is extolling El, the Almighty in their throat. Bigronam. Vecherev. Vecherev. Vecherev, modern Hebrew, vecherev, and sword, and a sword, vecherev, piyot, beyadam, vecherev, piyot, beyadam, and a two-edged sword, and sword, vecherev, the cherev, or cherev, Chareb is sword. We and chareb. Pifiot. Pifiot. What is pifiot? Pifiot from pifia. Pifia, the sense of tooth-edged mouth. Tooth-edged mouth. Right? Tooth-edged mouth. Now, this noun feminine here is brought out as two-edged, but actually, it's a sword of mouth. In the Hebrew, the sense of the chareb piyafiyot, chareb piyafiyot, chareb piyafiyot is a sword of mouth, right? Be, by way of, on, in yadam, in them hands, in their hands. Here, 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 the two-edged sword. Chareb pifiyot, a sword of mouth, pifiyot, of mouth, chareb, chareb, right, chareb, sword, pifiyot, pifiyot, of mouth, which has a sense of meaning an all-devouring sword. The victory, the Yeshua, was not complete until the adversaries had been exterminated. Therefore, while Yisrael, Yasharala, praised Ha'el, El Elohim, he must remain armed for further battle. Again, the Yeshua, we say Yeshua, the He at the end, the attribute, the name of the Savior, Yeshua, without the He, but still the root, one and the same. We have that in verse 4 right there concerning the victory or salvation. The word Yeshua, both salvation and victory. Victory was not complete until the adversaries had been exterminated. Therefore, while Yisrael praised El, he must remain armed for further battle. As I said, when the Israelites came out of Mitzrayim, the two lands called by some ancient Egypt, they came out harnessed, to say that they came out armed. This verse was in the minds, it is said, of the Maccabees, the Maccabean warriors, who are described as, in 2 Maccabees chapter 15, verse 27, the Maccabean warriors are described as, quote, fighting with their hands and praying to Elohim with their hearts. They're described as fighting with their hands and praying to Elohim with their hearts. And it says this verse brings it out. Romemot el bia geronam v'chareb apifiyot b'yadam. Hear, hear, hear. To the seventh verse right here, today's daily psalm, KJV, first up, to execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishments upon the people. Taking out that and right there for the force of the Hebrew. To execute vengeance upon the heathen, punishments upon the people. Here, Hebraically, la'asot nik'ama bagoyi tokechot al umin. Here. To execute vengeance upon the nations, to bring it out more better, right, than the heathen. Yes, they're heathen, but in the more better comprehension sense, the nations, the heathen, the goyim, the nations, la asot nikama, the vengeance, ba goyim, upon the nations, la asot, to do, nikama, to do vengeance, ba goyim, upon the nations, vengeance, the nikama, the retribution. The Hebraic sense of this is like retribution. Nikama. The retribution that was ordained by Elohim. We have Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 61, verse 2. Very interesting, because we have Moshiach in the Moed, or the Knesset, of Nazareth, of Hanotri, of Nazareth, when he went there and he opened the scroll, when he went up to read the Haftarah, the prophet's reading, he opened the scroll at Yeshaya, at Isaiah, and he read the first part, the first verse, and then he went to the second verse. And it's kind of interesting, because when he went to the second verse, he kind of pauses at the, what's the comma in Isaiah. Go check it out for yourself. Isaiah chapter 61, verse 2, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, right? But then he closed the scroll there, right? In the next advent, the day of vengeance, the Nakama that was ordained by Elohim. Isaiah 61 and 2, Isaiah 63 and 4. In the preceding psalm, Psalm 148, Israel's restoration was connected with the recognition by all creatures, all creation. The creation waits for that manifestation of the sons, and especially by the kings of the earth and their people, of Elohim's glory, of Yahuwah's kavod. This psalm here, Mizmor Kof Mim Tate, Psalm 149, it presents the converse thought that the restored Yisrael Beta Israel becomes the executors of judgments on those who will not join, in the praise, the Isis that rings from Yisrael, that it may be caught up by all. So that's the first part of the verse here at verse 7. La sota nikama bagoyim tokechot bal umim. Here. And chastisements. Bal umim, up on the peoples, up on the umim, on like the ethnicities, in that sense right there, on the ethnicities, the chastisement, tokechot, or the punishment, tokaha, the tokeha. This is really, in the Hebrew sense, it's a rebuke, a correction, a rebuke, a reproof. It can also be a punishment, a chastisement. Chastisements, figuratively, it can be by words, chastisement by words, like correction, refutation, like proof, even in defense. And chastisements, the penalties for the revolt against El's will, against Hayel's will, against Elohim's will. Here, to the next verse, verse 8, right here. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Mim Tet, here at the 8th. Here we're at the 8th verse right here. To bind, now just note when you're reading it, it kind of flows through from the 7th to the 8th verse. It's like in the better Bibles, they may have like a semicolon there. So to execute vengeance upon the nations and chastisements or punishment upon the peoples, picking up verse 8, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron. Hear. Le esor malkehem, to bind, to asar their kings, to bind their kings, to asar, to imprison their kings, to asar, to tie their kings, to asar, to harness their kings. Here, to bind their kings. Le asor mal kehem, their kings, bezikim, with the zikim. What's the zikim? Is from Zika. Zika is an interesting word. Here it's brought out as fetters, right? But it can also mean a spark, a missile, a firebrand, a flaming arrow. Properly, from the root, it's what leaps forth, like a flash of fire, or as like a burning arrow. Also, from the original sense of the root, it's like a bond, a chain, a fetter, a firebrand, a spark, because this here is from the Zanak. Zanak means to leap, to spring. But in this sense here is brought out as to bind them with chains right here. Le isor, to asar. Le isor malkehem bezikim. We nika bedehem bekavle barzel. And their nobles, their nikabedehem. Who are these nobles? Those who have kabad, who have weight, who have gravity, who are supposed to be the honorable ones. We're nikabedehem, bikavle barzel, kavle. Fetters, the kebel, a bond, a fetter, something that like entwines or braids together, of barzel. Barzel in the Hebrew is iron, the barzel. Here, to bind their kings. The language here, it recalls the messianic prophecies that we have in Yeshaya, in Isaiah chapter 45 and 14, also chapter 49, verses 7 and verse 23. In this part, le isor malkehem, to bind, to asar their kings, to bind their kings and their honored men, right? Their nikbedehem, with nikbedehem, their honored men, those whose example and influence had led the common people astray, those who they honor, even their celebrities too, because the celebrities, like nowadays, they're honored people, right? Those who example, those whose influence had led the people astray from Yahweh, truth and life of the King of Kings, Christ. Here, verse, the 8th verse here, Mizmor Main, Kof Main 8, 149, the 9th verse right here. KJV says to execute upon them the judgment written. This honor have all his saints. Praise ye Yah. Hallelujah. Here, the 8th verse, the 9th verse. La asot, la asot bahem mishpat. Katub hadarhu lekol hasadayo. Hallelujah. La asot bahem, to do upon them, to do upon them, to do against them, to do on them, to do upon them. La asot bahem mishpat, the mishpat. What's mishpat? The judgment. The judgment, the mishpat. What kind of mishpat? The mishpat katub. Mishpat katub. The mishpat, the judgment that is katub. Katub, that is written. The mishpat katub. La asot bahem mishpat katub. To execute or to do. The Hebrew sense is not really execute in the way we might hear execute. It's actually to do on them, to do against them. La asot bahem, la asot bahem mishpat katub. To do against them the written judgment. To do, in that sense, against them the written judgment. To do upon them the written judgment. All who were specified in the preceding verse, the peoples as well as their leaders. Did you get that in the preceding verses? Like in verses 7 and 8, it both speaks about the people, the peoples, as well as their leaders. La asot bahem mishpat katub. The mishpat katub. What is the mishpat katub? The mishpat katub, the judgment written or the written judgment, is actually the sentence. Mishpat is judgment, but from the shafat is like to weigh. Judicially, to weigh. So what we get here is the mishpat is like the sentence that is passed upon them by the heavenly shofet, shofet, the judge, and recorded also by him. We have Yeshaya, Isaiah 65 and 6 right here concerning the mishpat katub. He is the glory of all his saints. Hadar hu, hadar. Another word here that brings out in translation, they translate this as glory as well. A little more better could be like this is the honor, right? The honor, right? This, the honor, or literally in the Hebrew, honor he. In other words, like he is the honor. Hadar, hadar hu. He is the honor, right? You can say it is the honor, but since it's about him, he is the honor. Lekol hasadayo. Lekol hasadav. Lekol hasadayo. Of all his hasadim, of all his saintly, godly ones receiving of that mercy. Hallelujah. Praise your Yah. Praise y'all, the Savior name of Yisrael. Hallelujah. He is the glory. Hadar who? What's the word hadar? Hadar, BDB brings it out as ornament, splendor, honor. The sense of honor, splendor, majesty, right? Getting to the root sense from Strong's, magnificence. He is the magnificence. From the root sense of hadar, to honor, it even has a sense of showing partiality in that sense, from the root idea of like swelling up, bigging up. The implication is to favor, to honor, to be high, or even proud in a sense. But he is, in that sense, the honor, the pride, the magnificence. Even on a certain level, even the boasting, right? Hadar hu lekol of all chasadayo, lekol chasadayo of all his chasadim. He is the glory. Yisrael will devote, the Beit Yisrael, the Beit Israel, Yisrael will devote himself as one corporate body, one corporate, one mind. Allah, I and I as well. Yisrael will devote himself to the duty of glorifying El, Ha'el, for all he has done. Another bringing out of a targum or a translation interpretation is this. It shall be glory for all his saints, that what had preceded in the verses before, this shall be the hadar. This shall be the honor, the glory for all his saints. The final overcoming of these enemies, these ops, these haters is an obligation. It's an obligation upon Yah's people that will redound to their glory and to the glory of he who be, who he be. Yes, Rastafari. Here, brothers and sisters, the full of full, right here, the verse by verse of today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews. Double I.
Psalm 149. Praise ye the Lord.
Mizmor Kuf Mem Tet, hallelujah. Shir ul Adonai, Shir Hadash, Shir Hadash.
Sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise in the congregation of saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him with the timbrel and harp. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their bed. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishments upon the people, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written. This honor have all his saints. Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Mizmor Kuf Mem Tet, hallelujah. Shiru Ladonai Shir Hadash, Tehillato Bikhal Hasidim. Yismah Yisrael be'osav, b'net Zion yadiru v'malkam. Yehalelu shemo v'mahol, v'tof v'chinor yezammeru lo. Ki rotze Adonai be'ammo, yefa'er anavim b'ishua. Ya'alezu hasidim b'chavod, yerannenu al mishkevotam. Romemot el bigronam, v'cherev b'fidyot b'yadam. לעשות נקמה בגויים, תוכחות בלאומים. לאסור מלכיהם בזיקים, ונכבדיהם בחבלי ברזל. לעשות בהם משפט כתוב, הדר הוא לכל חסידיו, הללויה.
Outro right here. Can't share the full of full right here, but this part one of the Midrash right here. Here. Study on today's daily psalm. That was like a targum going through the verse by verse here. A Midrash right here.
And here. Midrash. Today's daily psalm. Mizmor Kof Mem Tet Kof Mem Tet. Psalm 149. Here. A Midrash. A study on today's daily psalm. Here from the Sefer.
Here the Midrash.
And here. Midrash. Today's daily psalm. Mizmor Kof Mem Tet Kof Mem Tet. Psalm 149. Here. A Midrash. A study on today's daily psalm. Here from the Sefer.
Here from the Sefer.
Tehillim. Hear the Midrash.
Hear the Midrash.
Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here, after the order of Malkiah, Tzedek, Melchizedek. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Mim Tet, Kof Mim Tet. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Sing to the Lord a new song and his praise in the assembly of the saints. Here, opening verse, Psalm 149. Here, the Aleph verse. Here, the first verse. Hallelujah, Shiru LaYahuwah, Shir Chadash, Tehilato, Bi Kahal Chasidim. Hallelujah, 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 Yah. The Ilta to Yah, Hallelujah, Shiru LaYahuwah, Shir Chadash. Sing, y'all, Shiru LaYahuwah to Jehovah. Shir, a song. Shir Chadash, a new. Adis, Adas, Chadash, Shir Chadash, a new, a renewed song. Tehilato, and his eyes is his Elilta. The Elilta, the Tehilato, his Tehila, be in Kahal, in the assembly, the Kahal, in the church, the Hebrew church, I'll call the assembly, be Kahal. Chassidim, of the Chassidim, of the saints, of the Chassidim, of his Isla ones, his saints, his the Chassid, the ones have received of his mercy, the Chassidim. So here, opening verse, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, sing to Jehovah a new song, and his praise, his eyes, in the assembly of the saints, in the assembly of the Isla ones. Hallelujah. Shiru LaYahuwah Shir Chadash Tehilato Bi Kahal Chassidi Yishayah Isaiah. Isaiah said, remember y'all not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now shall it spring forth. The beasts of the field shall honor me, the jackals and the ostriches, the people that I formed for myself, that they might tell of my praise, of my eyes. Here. Yeshayahu, Isaias, Isaiah chapter 43, verses 18 to 21. Al tizkaru rishonot, ve'kadamoniot alatita bonanu. Hini oseh chadash ata titzmach. Hallo te'adauha afasim. Ba midbar dereka, bia shimona ne harota, ti kabde ni chayata hasade, tanim ua venot ya na, ki natati ba midbar mayim ne harota bi shimona le hashikota ami ve chiri amzu ya sarti li. Hilati, ye saperu. Here, Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 43. Here, full. Verse 18. Remember ye, remember y'all not. Don't remember, remember y'all not. Ala tizkaru, ala tizkaru, al tizkaru. Remember y'all not. Rishonot. The first things, the head things, the former things, the rishonot. Alatiz the karua rishonot. Neither consider the things of old, the things of old. We kadamoniot. And the things of the kedem, the kadmoniot. We kadmoniot, the things of the first times. We kadmoniot. Alatita bonanu. Alatita bonanu. Consider not, neither consider y'all the things of old of the kadmon. Of the first times, we kadmoniot ala tita bonanu. Behold, hini, behold, I will do a new thing. Ose chadasha, ose, I will do, ose chadasha, I will do a new thing. Now shall it spring forth. Shall y'all not know it? Ata titzmach, ata. Ata titzmach. Now it shall titzmach. It shall spring forward, so bud forward. Ata titzmach. Hello, tea da uha. Shall you not know her? Hello, tea da uha. Shall you not know her? I will even make a way in the wilderness. Af asim, bamidbar dereka. Af, surely, asim, asim. I will make bamidbar in the midbar in the wilderness, derek, derek, away, a derek, and rivers in the desert. Bi Shimon, in the Yishimon, in the desert, the Yishimon, Bi Shimon, Neharot, Neharot, rivers. The beasts of the field shall honor me. The beasts of the field shall honor I. Tikhabdei ni. And they honoring I. Chayat. The beast, the living creatures, the Chayat. Chayat ha-sadeh. The Chayat, the living creatures, the beasts of the field. Ha-sadeh, of the sadeh. Tanim. Jackals. Tanim. Ua, binot, and ostriches, ya'inna, and the binot, ya'inna, and the ostriches, the binot, ya'inna. Ki, natati, for I give, ki, natati, bamidbar mayim, in the midbar, in the wilderness, in the midbar, mayim, waters, the mayim, the waters. Neharot bi Shimon, and rivers, Neharot, in the Yishimon, bi Shimon, in the desert, to give drink to my people, mine elect. Lehashkot, to give drink, lehashkot, ammi, my people. Bechiri, my elect, my Bechiri, my elect, the people that I formed for myself. The people, Yatsarti, that I formed. Yatsarti, for me, for I. Yatsarti, li, that they might tell of my praise, of my eyes. Tehilati, my tehila, my ililta, tehilati, my eyes is my praises, tehilati, yisaperu, that they may tell, that they may recount, that they may tell of I and I eyes. Alati zikru, rishonot, wik admoniota, alatita bonan, niya ose, chedasha, ata, titzmacha, hello, te da uha? Afasima bamidbar dereka, bishimon neharota, tikhabdeini chayata hasadeh, tanim u'a v'nota ya'na, kia natatia bamidbar mayim, neharota bishimon, lehashkot amia v'chiri, amzua yazarti liya tehilatia yisaperu. Remember y'all, not the former things. Neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Ala tia zikrua rishonot wik admoniot ala titabonanu. Hinia osech tash ata titzmach. Now it shall spring forward. The beast of the field shall honor me, shall honor I, the jackals and the ostriches. Tikabdeini chayata hasadeh, tanima ua v'nota ya'ina. The people that I formed for myself, that they might tell, of I, Isis. Amzua yasarti aliyah tihilatiya yisaperu. Yeshaya, Isaiah, here. Isaiah chapter 43. Verses 18 to 21. That is to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said, because I shall make all things new, Chadasha, I shall make all things Chadasha, new. Ye, y'all, will sing a new song. Y'all will sing a Shir Chadasha, a new song. And who are the assembly of the saints? Hallelujah, Shiru LaYahua Shir Chadash. Shir Chadash, sing to Jehovah a new song, y'all. Shiru, sing y'all, La Yahuwah, Shiru, La Yahuwah, Shir Chadash, a new song, a Shir Chadash. And who are the assembly of the saints? who are the Kahal Chassidi, the Kahal, the church, the assembly, called out assembly, the Kahal Chassidi, Yisrael, Israel. For, is it not said in the preceding psalm, he shall exalt the horn of his people, all his saints shall praise him? Even in Psalm 148, Hebraically the 14th verse. Vayarem karena le'amo tehila le'chola chesedav, and he hath lifted up a horn for his people. Vayarem karen, vayarem, and lifting up karen, karen, a horn, le for ammo, for ammo, for his people. A praise, tehila, tehila, the elilta, the eyes, the exaltation, a praise, tehila, lekol chesedayo, lekol, for all chesedayo, chesedayo, chesedav, lekol chesedav, lekol chesedayo, for all his saints, his chasedim, chesedayo. Vayarem k'aren le'ammo, tehila lekol chesedayo. Whenever the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, see, whenever the Bnei Yisrael, whenever the Israelites see, HaKadosh, the Holy One, the Isle One, the Set Apart One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, they become saints, they become Chassidayo, Chassidayo, the Chassidim, they become saints, ones receiving of His mercy, Chassidim. When they saw Ha'el, Ha'el, the power of the Almighty, Ha Elohim, at the Yam Suf, at the Red Sea, the Etra Bahir, at the Eritrean Sea, they became Chassidim, they became saints, Chassidayo, his saints, who sang a song, as it is said, even in the Sefer Shemot, Yetziatam Mitzrayi, even in Exodus chapter 15, verse 1, then sang Moses and the children, the sons of Israel, this song. Az Yashir Moshe Uvnei Yisrael Eta Hashira Hazot. Then sang Az Yashir. Then sang Moshe. Az Yashir Moshe and the children, the sons of Yisrael. Uvnei Yisrael. Ubnei Yisrael. This song. Eta Hashira Hazot. Hashira Hazot. The song. This song, Hashira Hazot, Az Yashir Moshe Uvnei Yisrael Eta Hashira Hazot. When they saw, seen, when they saw Ha'el, Ha'el, Ha'elahim, the Elohim at Sinai, Sinai, they became upright men. When they saw Ha'el, Ha'el, the power, the true God, the Almighty, Ha'elohim at Sinai, they became upright men. As it is said, even in the Proverbs, in the Mishlei Shlomo, the Proverbs of Solomon, even in Proverbs chapter 2, verse 7, he layeth up sound wisdom for the upright. He layeth up sound wisdom for the upright. Here, Mishlei Shlomo, the Proverbs, Mashal, Proverbs 2 and 7. Wetzafan laisharim tushia, or yitzfon. Yitzpon, Yitzpon, Laisharim, Tushia. Here, KJV reads this as, he layeth up sound wisdom, Tushia, sound wisdom for the righteous. Or here, in the Hebrew, here we have the Kati, what is written, Wezafan, Laisharim, Tushia. Or the Kare, Yitzpon, Laisharim, Tushia, Laisharim. Yisharim, the Yashar, the upright, he layeth up sound wisdom for the upright. He layeth up Tushia, with Afan, Yitzpona, Laisharim, Tushia. Here, Midrash note, here, sound wisdom, the Hebrew, Tushia. Here, the Midrash note is, to this verse, he layeth up sound wisdom. This is taken to mean Torah, Ha-Torah, Jah's directions and instructions, the teaching of his divine majesty, Ha-Torah, that was revealed on Har Sinai, on Mount Sinai. So here, Tushia, in the Mashal, Mishlim, in the Proverbs 2 and 7 quote, where it says, he layeth up sound wisdom. Now here we have a Kere, and a kati. Now what is written here, we go from the kati, we have we and zafan. the kare, what is said, we have yitzpon, 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 yitzpon. So here, a little note, layeth up, he layeth up. This is the kare. When we read it as yitzpon, yitzpon, laisharim, tushia, this is brought out as he layeth up. The translation of the katib, what is written, we and tzafan, is that, and he had laid up. So when we read it as we'tzafan laisharim tushia, and he had laid up la yisharim for the yisharim, the yashar, yisharim, the upright ones, tushia, sound wisdom. The search for wisdom, for chokmah, as for a hidden treasure, the search for wisdom, for the Hebrew Sophia, the search for wisdom as for a hidden treasure, cannot be fruitless. Why? Lamaze? Because he has deposited it, and it is there. It is there, right? It is there to be discovered. It is there to be uncovered. So here, with the kati, what is written, and he had, already having had, already done it already, with Safan, Lai Sharim, Tushia, and he had laid up Tushia for the Yisharim, for the upright ones. But here, the Kere, what is said, the translation is the Kere, is the Yitzpon. Instead of with Safan, we have Yitzpon, Lai Sharim, Tushia, Yitzpon, Lai Sharim, Tushia. The sense here is he layeth, he is doing this, he will do this because he is doing this. Yitzpon, yitzpon, laisharim, tushia. What is tushia? Tushia is translated here as sound wisdom. Now we know wisdom, the Hebrew Sophia in the scriptures, the chokmah. Here we have tushia, which the translator translates and is brought out as sound or healthy wisdom, sound wisdom. This is a common term in the Mishlei Shlomo, in the Mishlim, Mashalim, in the Proverbs, as well as in Eov, in Job. Now, some render it as deliverance, tushia, getting into the root of what is tushia. Tushia is saving wisdom, because we get to the very root of the tushia, the saving, the sense of the saving wisdom, right? Deliverance. Explaining it as, it appears to signify the act or power of establishment or arrangement, tushia. Signifying the act or the power, the ability of establishment or arrangement. And so fertility in expedience, wisdom, and as a result, achievement, help, deliverance. Some bring out the sense of the tushia, the sound wisdom, as practical sense. That sense in practice, practical sense. This conveys its general meaning. So here. For the Midrash explanation of the expanding of the Midrash note for Mishlei Shlomo, Proverbs 2 and 7, with Afan Laisharim Tushia, Yitzpon Laisharim Tushia. He has laid up sound wisdom Tushia for the Yisharim, the upright ones. He lays up, he is laying, he will lay up Tushia for the Yisharim, for the upright ones and ones. And what song? And what song did they sing? What song did they sing at Sinai? So here, since sound wisdom here in the Midrash is taken to mean HaTorah, the Torah that was revealed at Har Sinai, the question here is, and what song? Uma Shir, and what song? What song did they sing? What song did they sang at Sinai? They sang here, as we have in Shir HaShirim, in Song of Songs of Shlomo, Song of Songs of Solomon, Song of Songs 1, and 2, Song of Songs, chapter 1, the second verse, where it reads, let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. May he kiss I with the kisses of his mouth. And here, Midrash note, that is to say, according to the commentator, let him sanctify, make him sanctify, eilify, sanctify, I and I. May he sanctify us with the commandments. May he sanctify I and I with the commandments uttered by his mouth. So here, the commentator and the commentary here on this verse from Shir HaShirim, from Song of Songs of Shlomo, of Solomon, where it reads, let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. May he kiss I with the kisses of his mouth. Here, this is taken by the commentator and in the commentary here on today's psalm to mean, let him sanctify, make him sanctify, I and I, with the commandment, the commandments uttered by his mouth, the utterance of his mouth. Yishakeni mi'ani shikota pihu kiyatorim do deka mi'ayin. Hear the fuller verse. May he kiss I with the kisses of his mouth, for thy love is better than wine. Fuller verse right here from Song of Songs, chapter 1, the second verse. Yishakeni, may he kiss I, me from nishikot, from the nishikot, the kisses, pihu of his mouth, ki for tovim, for goodies, for goods, good, like good in the plural sense, the good of goods, ki atovi, dodecha, for the goodly, the goods, to say the good, right? Dodeka. The male love, dodeka, me from Yayin. So the fuller verses, may he kiss I with the kisses of his mouth, for thy love is better, for thy love is good in the plural sense, in the fullest sense, tobi is good, or Hebraically translated here, better, mi Yayin. Yishakeni, mia ni shikot pihu, hear. May he kiss I with the kisses of his mouth. Yishakeni mia nishikot pihu. Yishakeni mia nishikot pihu. When they saw, seen, ha'el, ha'el, the power of the Almighty, ha'elahim, ha'elohim, the true good, the true God, at the tent of meeting, the ohel moed, they became righteous men, righteous mandem. As it is said, even in Sefer Vayikra, in the book, and he called in Leviticus chapter 9, verses 23 to 24, where it reads, and Moses and Aaron went into the tent of meeting and came out and blessed the people. And the glory of the Lord appeared to all the people. And there came forth fire from before the Lord. And when all the people saw it, they shouted and fell on their faces. Hear, Sefer Vayikra. Hear, third book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Leviticus. Leviticus chapter 9, verses 23 to 24. And hear, Sefer Vayikra. Here, Leviticus chapter 9, the full of full. Hear. Vayavo Moshe ve'aharon ha'el ohel ha'moed. Vayetzu'a vayavarku'a et ha'am. Vayera. Kovod Adonai el kol ha'am. Vayatetzeya eish mi lifnei Adonai. Vayatokal la'al ha'mizbeyacha eta ha'ola ve'eta ha'chlavim. Vayar kol ha'am. Vayaronu. Vayiplu ala p'nehem. Here, full of full. And Moses and Moshe and Aaron went into the tent of meeting. Wayabo Moshe we Aharon illa ohela moeda and came out. Wayetzu and came out and blessed the people. Vayavarku Wayabarku Waybarku Wa and Yabarku Waybarku and they bless Etaham and they bless the people. Waybarku Etaham and the glory of Jehovah appeared to all the people. Wayara kovod Yahuwah il kol ha'am. And the glory of he who he be was seen, appeared. Wayara and appeared and was seen and was visible. Wayara kovod, the glory, the kovod Yahuwah. Illa call to all ha'am, to all the people. Here, Shilishi, here, verse 24, and there came forth forward fire from before Jehovah. Vaytetzei eish milifnei Adonai. Wa and tetzei, and she came forward, eish, fire, milifnei, from the face, from before, from the presence, lifnei Yahuwah, from the face, the presence of Jehovah. Watetzei Eisha milifnei Yahuwah, and there came forth fire, and she coming forward, and fire, she came forth, milifnei Yahuwah, from the face, the presence of Jehovah, and consumed
up on the altar the burnt offering and the fat. Vatokal, Vatokal, and ate up, Vatokal, and she ate up, Vatokal, al ha mizbeach, upon the altar, the mizbeach, et the ha ola, the ola, the burnt offering, the ascension offering, the holocaust offering, et ha ola, with et, and the ha chlavim, and the chlavim, the chlavim, and the fat. Wa tokal ala ha mizbeach eta ha ola we eta ha chlavi. And when all the people saw it, vayar kol ha'am, vayar and seeing, kol all ha'am, all the am, all the people, vayar kol ha'am, they shouted, vayaronu, wa yaronu, yaronu, they shouted and fell on their faces. Vayipulu al pneihem, vayipulu, and they fell all upon pneihem, upon their faces. Vayabo Moshe v'Aharon el ohel ha'moed, vayayetzua, vayabarkua et ha'am, vayira kovod Yahweh el kol ha'am. Vatetzei eisha milifnei Yahweh, vatokal al ha'mizbeach et ha'ola ve'et ha'chlavim, vayar kol ha'am, vayaron, vayiplu al pneihem. It is also written, even in Psalm 33, Hebraically, the 13th verse, rejoice in the Lord, O ye, your righteous, praise, Isaac's praise is comely for the upright. Sing to him a new song. And here, just a note, there's a little typo here in the printed copy. It should be Psalm 33, here, verse 3, not verse 13. Psalm 33, Hebraically, the 3rd verse. And here, Mizmor Lamed Gimel, Psalm 33, here the Gimel verse, Shiru Lau Shir Chadash, Heitvu Nagain, Bi Teruah. Here, from KJV, sing to him a new song. Play skillfully with a loud noise. Here, looking at the Hebrew right here, we're taking the first, instead of, it's written as Psalm 33, verse 13. That's the typo there in the print copy we have before us. It should be Psalm 33, verses 1 and 2, the full of full. Ranu tzarikim b'Yahuwah, lai sharim nawa tehila. First verse, the Aleph verse, so Mizmor Lamed Gimel, Lamed Gamel, Psalm 33, Psalm XXX. I rejoice in Jehovah, ranu, tzadikim, rejoice y'all, tzadikim, righteous, by Yahuwah, in Jehovah, la for Yisharim, for the Yashar ones, the Yisharim, la Yisharim, nawa, comely or beautiful, comely or the sense of aitiful, comely or beautiful. Comely or beautiful, here. Comely, nawa, laisharim, nawa, tehila, laisharim, nawa, tehila. His ililta, his eyes, his exaltation, tehila. Here. And then we have here the third verse, the first and third verse we made reference to here. For today's daily psalm, Shiru, sing your lau, to him. Shiru, lau, shir chadash, shir, a song chadash, renewed, new. Heitivu has a sense of good, right? From Tov, heitiva, Ethiopia, Tov, the Tov root, heitivu, right? Like good, to say skillfully, good y'all, nagain, to play. Be teruah, by way of the shouts, in shouting, be teruah. And when they see, seen Ha'el, the Almighty Eye, Ha'elahim, the true good, the true God, true Trinity, the Hebrew triunity, when they see Ha'el, the power, Ha'elohim, in the Olam, Haba, in the world to come, they will become Chassidim, they will become Chassidai or Chassidav, they will become his saints, the chassidim, ones worthy of his chesed, worthy of his mercy. They become chassidim. As it is said, sing his praise, his eyes, in the assembly of the saints. May Yisrael, make Yisrael, Israel, rejoice in his maker. Sheru layawa shir chadasha, tilato abia kahal chassidim, yismach Yisrael, be osayo, in his maker, osayo. Here, sing to Jehovah a new song, y'all. Sheru layahuah, sing y'all to Jehovah shir chadash, a shir, a song, chadash, renewed, new. Tehilato, his eyes, his praise, his ililta, tehilato, be a kahal, in the kahal, the assembly, the called out assembly, the Hebrew church. Chassidim, chassidim, in the kahal of the chassidim, of the saints, of those who have received of his chesed, of his mercy. Be kahal chassidim, yismach, rejoice, yismach, may he rejoice, may he be happy, yismach, Yisrael, may Yisrael, the man who sees the true good, the true God, be happy, yismach, Yisrael, be osayo, in his maker. And why? Lamazah. And why such singing? Because Yisrael, Israel, will see, seen Ha'el, the Almighty, Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God. Because Yisrael will see Elohim and rejoice, and Ha'el, Ha'el, the Almighty, true good, the true God, will rejoice in them. Isis, Jehovah, praise Jehovah from the earth. Fire and hail. Snow and vapor, here, even in the preceding psalm, Mizmor Kof Mem Chet, Kof Mem Chet. Here in Psalm 148, Psalm CXLVIII, here, verses 7 and 8, here. Halu et Yahuwah min ha'aret, praise y'all, halu et Yahuwah, praise Jehovah, mean from ha'aret, from the earth. Here, verse 8, fire and hail, snow and vapor. Here, Eish, Uvarad, and Varad, and Barad, Eish, Ubarad. Fire and hail, Eish, fire, U, and Barad, and hail. Sheleg, snow, Vikitor, and the Kitor, and vapor. Eish, Ubarad, Shelega, Vikitor. Here. From these verses, you learn that in the Shemayim, in the place, the Sham of the Mayim, the place of the upper waters in the heavens, there is nothing. There is nothing evil. Neither fire nor hail, neither Eish Ubarad, neither snow nor vapor, Shelega Wikitor. These come from the earth. As it is said, even in the full of four here, Psalm 148, verse 7, praise Jehovah from the earth. Fire and hail, snow and vapor. Halu et Yahuwah min haaretz, eish ubarad shelega wikitor, kitor, kitor. Scripture also says, even in the fifth psalm, Hebraic, the fifth verse that reads, evil shall not sojourn with thee, with the eye. Evil, hurt, unkindness, evil, shall not sojourn with thee. Lo yegurcha ra, evil shall not sojourn, not to sojourn with the eye. Lo, right, evil, right, ra'a. Lo yegurcha, lo, not yegurcha, yegurcha, to sojourn with thee, with the eye, ra. Some bring this out right here as the ra. Ra, often as evil, hurt, bad, unkindness, hurt, wrongdoing, right? Ra, as a verb. Here, as the noun, speaking of the evil man, the hurtful man, the unkind man, the ill, like I say, illmatic, the ill in the sense of wrongdoing and hurtfulness, ra. So here, speaking of the evil man, bringing out the sense of lo, yegur, ka, yegur, gur, right? And reference to Psalm 15, sojourn with the eye. They are the qualifications of those who may who may sojourn with Hailahim, the true good, the true God, with the source, with the power, are enumerated in Psalm 15. Link right here with Mizmor Hay, Psalm 5, here Hebraically the Hay, 5th verse, the latter part that reads, Lo Yigurka Ra, Lo not Yigurka, to dwell with the eye, Ra'a, the evil man shall not sojourn with thee, with the eye. Lo Yigurka Ra. That is to say, nothing evil, nothing ra'a, whether the evil man, whether hurt, whether unkindness, whether injury. Interesting, this word, you know, ra in its verb sense, but nothing evil sojourns with Ha'el, Ha'el, the Almighty, Ha'elahim. All that is evil, all that is ra'a, that is evil, is on earth. But if so, why does Scripture say, even in Bereshit, even in Genesis chapter 19, verse 24, then the Lord caused to rain up on Sodom and upon Gomorrah, brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. Why does it say? And here, Bereshit, Genesis chapter 19, here, Hebraically, verse 24, Vayehovah himtir Allah Sodom wa Allah Emorah, Kafrita Vaisha Meita Yahuwah Min Hashemayi. Then he who be who he be caused to rain. Wa Yahuwah Himtir caused to rain. And he who be who he be caused to rain. Wa Yahuwah Himtir Al upon Sodom with Al and upon Gomorrah. With Allah Amora, Gafrit, brimstone, Gafrit, Vaish, Wa and Aish, and fire, May 8, from Yahuwah, from he who be who he be, mean, from Hashemayim, from the heavens, the place of the celestial water. Wa Yahuwah himtir Allah Sodoma, Wa Allah Amora, Gafrita, Vaish, May 8, Yahuwah, mean, Hashemayim. So, Lamazeh, if so, why does Scripture say this? Because HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, because the Holy One, the set apart, the sanctified, the Isle of One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, decreed, mean Hashemayim, from the heavens, that His reigns be turned into Aish, into fire on earth. Al Ha'aretz. And here, Midrash, note right here.